On August 17, 2018, the Society of American Archivists Committee on Public Awareness presented a Finding Aid to My Soul, an evening of stories by archivists. Just in time for Halloween, we share this ghost story from Jennifer Overstreet, graduate student at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. Jennifer Overstreet. Oh, you brought your fan club.
I do what I can. Hello, I am a budding archivist, as one might call me, I guess. I am currently in my fourth year in library school. I've worn many, many hats while I've been in school. I've tried to get as much experience as I can, 10 hats, as it were. I've done a lot while I've been in school, and most recently I've been the photographic processing student at the Wilson Archive at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. I've processed 6 collections and about 50,000 photographic negatives. I've seen a lot of lives. I've seen a lot of deaths. I've seen a lot of headstones and funerals. It's very weird. I also most recently acquired a digitization internship in Wilson, and I am working with a lovely man named Frank Porter Graham, who died in 1972. He was the president of North Carolina for a while, president of UNC for a while, and also worked as a senator and was with the UN for 16 years. So this story is about the strange and unusual and what we would call the Wilson ghost. I've been working in Wilson for a year, and I've just now recently been working with the digitization production lab at Wilson. Having seen as many lives and deaths as I have over these collections and the photographic archive, it's not new to me, death. I've also been listening to a podcast some of you might know called The Magnus Archive. It is a podcast, a horror podcast, about a fictional institute which collects the strange and unusual from people all over the place. They also take testimonies and oral histories in this fictional world. One of the episodes that I was listening to was called Cheating Death. During this episode, I was in a very dark room. Let me set the stage for you. I was in a very dark room that had a single ceiling light that points up at the ceiling and is very dim and is going to burst soon, and is at the end of a very long hallway that is not well lit. So it's quite dark in there, and I was alone, and I was listening to this podcast telling a story about a man in World War I who cheated death as he saw death all around him, and he didn't seem to die. And as I sat there processing or digitizing these records for Frank Porter Graham, a man who was well-loved at UNC and across North Carolina, I sat entranced by the story of this World War I soldier who could not seem to die. And all of a sudden, as I sat there, all alone in this dark room, I felt someone tap my shoulder. And I thought, surely it was my friend, Carrie, who works right next door to me. So I looked around. Carrie was not there. No one was in the office. I walked out into the hall. No one was there. I sat for a moment and wondered, did I just encounter this poltergeist that we know of so well? And it seems the answer would be yes. I sat and wrote this little story while I was sitting down, and I titled it when the ones they loved never leave the archive. And I think it's a little spooky that we process these collections of people who maybe have long since passed and maybe no one remembers them anymore. And yet, here they are with us in the archive every day. Thank you.